Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Buffalo Sabres traded their captain Kyle Opposo to the Florida Panthers for Kali Shaleen. WGR Sports Radio 550 Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton on why the Sabres made that move.
We don't know, but that he could retire at the end of this season. So, you know, you just try to get something. And you also, you know what, you give him one more opportunity. He's given a lot to the Buffalo Sabres over the years, and give him one more opportunity to try to win a Stanley Cup.
Shaleen has been with Florida's AHL affiliate in Charlotte. He's expected to help bolster Rochester's chances of making the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. Meanwhile, the Sabres traded Eric Johnson to Philadelphia for a fourth-round pick, and goalie Devin Cooley was sent to San Jose for a 2025 seventh-round draft pick. The city of Buffalo making its final preparations for the upcoming solar eclipse. 1 month away, here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown and members of the city's eclipse task force were joined by representatives from partnering organizations and medical professionals on Friday to provide an update on the eclipse planning efforts, with exactly 1 month remaining until the total solar eclipse sweeps through western New York.
4 weeks from today, a total solar eclipse will darken the skies across Buffalo for 4 minutes. While we want this once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event to be enjoyed, we are asking city residents to take this rare event seriously, to plan ahead, be patient, and be prepared.
While the goal is for everyone to enjoy this historic moment, officials want people to do so in a smart and safe manner. Among the highlights from Friday's eclipse update included city officials warning residents to plan for and anticipate heavy traffic congestion and even possible gridlock on April 8th throughout the entire day and into the evening hours. Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says traffic congestion has been an issue at prior eclipse events.
We have a full operation plan that's in the works. We've been putting together how we're going to staff up for that day. There will be extra police staffing on that day. We will have specialized units out in various areas. Again, you're going to potentially have a problem with traffic, and we urge everyone to be very, very patient. We will respond to areas to help ease congestion of traffic to the best that we can. We don't quite know what to expect, but we're planning for the unexpected.
More from Friday's eclipse briefing is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Mayor Brown will be on hand today for a sneak peek weekend at the Broadway Market. Brown says they'll remind folks about the vendors of the Venerable Marketplace, which gets busy this time of year. The market is open today until 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Variety Kids Telethon kicks off tonight.
It'll be 2 days. Channel 2, which is the number one rated station, will be hosting us on Saturday. And then Sunday all day will be Channel 5. And it's interesting, Channel 5, you know, being a different kind of market television station, but the phones ring off the wall on Sunday. There are a lot of loyal followers.
Paul Cambria is Telethon chairman. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to WBEN.
Overtime Sports Lounge, now open at Falls View Casino. Watch all the sports on the biggest screen in Niagara. Cheer on your favorite teams and place a bet while enjoying our pub classics, like elevated smash burgers, handcrafted pizzas, and mouth-watering nachos. So good, you'll ask our chef for his autograph. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for more details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Overtime Sports Lounge at Falls View Casino. Fans feast here.
Are you ready to make a difference in your community? Clarence Central School District is looking for dedicated individuals like you to join our team as bus drivers. Connect with your community while ensuring the safety of our students. Work alongside a supportive school leadership team who values your contribution. We'll provide paid training and we offer competitive pay. Take the first step towards a rewarding career as a bus driver. Visit clarenceschools.org to learn more or to apply today. Clarence Central School District, where your passion meets purpose.
There's breaking news all day long from around the world. And sometimes all that noise makes it hard to hear about what's happening right here at home. With the free Odyssey app, getting your local news plus breaking news is easy. And even when you're not near a radio, stay connected with what's going on right here by listening live and push alerts. Just download the free Odyssey app and search and follow your local news station and you're good to go. The local breaking news to get you through your day at your fingertips on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a windy day today with periods of rain. We'll see a high climb to 47 degrees. Then tonight that rain will mix with and change over to snow with a low dipping down to 33. And for the day tomorrow, cloudy and windy with snow showers. There's a chance of a storm total accumulation around an inch or two near Buffalo. But some spots across the southern tier can pick up as much as 6 to 12 inches. We'll see a high of 36 tomorrow. And into the day on Monday, a couple of morning snow showers or flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 44. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Brandon Buckingham.
This is Dominic Cortez, your man for home improvements, inviting you to tune in to the Hammer Time Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 on WBEN. Each week, I discuss different topics with the area's top experts in home improvement and you. Got a question about your home? Call in Saturday and we'll give you the advice you need. Because remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Don't miss the Hammer Time Show every Saturday morning at 10, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN or streaming on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I am here with my brother Phil Cortez today and a special guest, Brian Baumler, who is a Gemini Award-winning TV host who has been educating and entertaining viewers across Canada and the U.S. for over 7 years on hit shows like House of Brian, Disaster DIY, and Leave It to Brian. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. I'm awake. I'm in Buffalo.
Yeah. I know. It's tough to come to Buffalo, especially this time of year, but we're glad you're here.
I'll tell you what, I was telling you earlier, this is the first time I've made it off the highway, and I'm impressed. Beautiful yeah. Downtown, great architecture. Yeah. Home show here is just spooling up. It's getting busy. Beautiful spot.
Yeah, great. Well, we're glad to have you here. It is Buffalo is one of those hidden gems of the country. You know, you don't until you actually stop in. We'll bring you in here.
Yeah, I know the secret.
Good. Good. So, I mean, we were talking obviously a little bit before, but your life sounds pretty incredible. So, why don't you give us a little bit of background on things you've done?
A little busy right now. I mean, I own a construction development company in Canada. I've been at it for 30, 35 years. And about 20 years ago, we started in production with HGTV on Disaster DIY, was the first show. Leave It to Brian, Four Seasons of House of Brian, Brian Inc., Island of Brian, a lot of Brian's.
A lot of Brian.
Down here, the ones that would be recognized were Renovation Island, Renovation Inc., things like that. The island was the big one.
Yeah.
We moved the family to Bahamas. We renovated an old abandoned hotel and spent a few years there. And we've got you know, big expansion plans that we're working on now and starting to film again for another series of that. And we're currently airing Rock the Block that Sarah and I are on doing the challenge down in St. Pete's.
Very cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Rock Block is?
So Rock the Block is kind of the flagship show for HGTV. It's four teams of different hosts, design, build, and we get four homes. Last year was in Colorado. We were up in the mountains in Berthoud. This year it's on Treasure Island in Florida, and it's four empty shells. And we have to design and finish and build this place in about 6 weeks. And there's challenges that are thrown in. Ty Pennington hosts the show. It's absolute chaos for 6 weeks. And then they do a valuation, and the highest valued home wins the prize.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
And is that individual hosts from different shows, or are they just random people?
Rock the Block is all hosts from existing HGTV shows. So there was Keith and Evan from Bargain Block this year. We had Paige and Mitch are on it as well. And Lindsay and Leslie, the twins. But pretty much all the hosts have cycled through at some point. This year was deemed redemption because none of the teams had won a previous series. Even though there's so much design talent there, and the process is such a it's so chaotic, especially this year, that it's a pretty exciting environment. It's not how we normally build, but for a show, it makes a great one.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the hotel down in the Bahamas? Because you were talking to us about it before, and I have not watched the show yet, but I will start watching it as soon as I get home. And
you're in for a treat.
But, I mean, it's pretty an amazing story. So why don't you kind of tell everybody about what it is?
Well, if you ever want to pack your life up and throw the kids in the car.
I do want to do
drive
that.
To Florida, throw them in a boat, and just head over to the Bahamas. We bought an abandoned hotel over there. And just on a whim, we were on a travel through the Bahamas with the kids on the boat and found this, you know, abandoned place. It looked like a Walking Dead set. Nobody in their right mind would have bought it. So, of course, 5 minutes later, we had an offer in. And we decided to spend some quality time with the kids and figure out the logistics. And against all odds, hurricanes and you name it, we, you know, 4 seasons of shows later, we opened this boutique hotel. It's been doing really great. Cirilla Mar Club on South Andros.
Awesome.
About 60 miles southwest of Nassau. And a week after our grand opening, the government announced with COVID that international travel was coming to a stop. So that was a bit of a challenge. We worked through it, but things are going great now. It's a beautiful spot.
Awesome. That's great.
You homeschooled the kids while they were there, or was that challenging? Because I had a hard time with that during COVID.
We did a little bit of both. We decided to really immerse the kids in the local culture and actually sent them to the local school in the Bahamas. So, you know, they were the kids that looked different. They were the kids that talked different. And I think for them, it was such an amazing experience. You know, when we first got there, you go anywhere. And this was one of the best things we learned doing this, is you go to a different culture and place. And there's a fear, right? I got my family. I want to protect them. We opened the door on the boat, and our kids were like, hey, there's kids. And they were gone. And they had best friends. They had sleepovers. We've got godchildren on the island now. And
That's
they learned
cool.
a really valuable lesson, I think, just about people, that all around the world, you know, despite what you see in the media and what we focus on, 99% of people are good, loving people. And they parents just want to feed their kids and work and have a place to live. And we're all the same. You know, we eat different food. We might sound a little different, look a little different. But that was an amazing lesson to watch them learn on their own. And, yeah, Bahamas is a beautiful spot. We did put them to work a little bit. Yeah, we get them involved every now and then to help out. It didn't always go well, but they, you know, we'll see what direction they go in the future.
What was the timeline on the renovation?
Oh, you know, initially we thought we'd go in with a big crew and get this ripped off in 6 months. We didn't realize the logistics issues. Twice a month we have a ship coming from Miami with all our materials. Sometimes there's bad weather and the ship doesn't arrive. Sometimes the materials arrive wrong. Sometimes, you know, staff disappear. We had a hurricane. We had to shut down for a week and a half. I mean, so 6 months was the initial target. We ended up from start to finish. We were 2.5 years till we opened the doors.
Wow. That is...
So this, over budget and away over the timeline. That's like everything you don't want to hear in construction. And, you know, I know you ran into a bunch of hiccups with every single step, it seemed like, but you and your wife handled it just perfectly. I couldn't imagine being in that situation with my wife.
I'll give you the secret to that. We have a great team of editors. you know, there were times that, you know, things were said and situations happened where our film crew would just kind of back away slowly and say, okay, we'll give you a couple hours. But it was life. You know, everybody looks at opportunities like this. And most people, you know, and that's how we convince the network to take the show. Is they said, well, it's not relatable. And I said, you find me one person in the winter that doesn't want to, you know, move to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
You know, they agreed. And going down there, I think we learned if there's something you really want to do, you know, go and do it. The risks are... You know, there's risk at home doing nothing. The risk is that you know, your last breath, you're thinking, oh, I should have done that.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible experience, and I would do it. Well, we're kind of doing it again. We just bought another hotel in the Florida Keys,
awesome.
In Isla Morada. we're expanding another 600 acres, a bigger development in the Bahamas, another hotel on the island as well. So, yeah, there's more in the future. We're in pre-production on something for that, a new series that will kind of show that journey of expansion. So that'll be really exciting.
You got me sold. As soon as I get home, I'm going to start looking for hotels online.
Logistically, getting stuff there, though, like we, you know, especially during COVID, we struggled with just logistics of parts and pieces. And you mentioned briefly that that was a big piece of the puzzle, was getting what you wanted selected and there in time for construction. And at one point, I feel like you were cooking. You really needed everything, and it wasn't there because logistics just weren't happening.
Yeah, and that was another great lesson that we learned. You know, we would bring a lot of things in ahead of time, so we did have stockpile there. But we learned a really interesting skill, and we put it to use since in a lot of our businesses. It's when you are somewhere off the beaten path and you have a very limited amount of things to work with. And actually, there's a sign in front of one of the stores on the island. It's a bit of a hardware store, sundry store, laundries, you know, you name it. Their sign says almost everything you need in one place. And you have to make it work with what's there. So these challenges come up, and you know, here we'd get frustrated, the truck's not here. For us, it's like the ship's not here because there's a hurricane, and it's not going to be here for a month. So what are you going to do? You have to figure out a solution to make it work. So I think it taught us to be a little lighter on our feet and a little more reactive, and yeah, we learned a lot of great lessons, but it was not easy.
What is the, because my wife and I and our family, we like Aruba a lot. We go there pretty often, and I've thought so many times about building a house there, you know, having the knowledge of being a general contractor. But construction has to be completely different down there, is it? Or
it's very different, especially from northern part of the U.S. and Canada, where, you know, where all of us typically build. Down there, it's a lot of block. It's a lot of, you know, yeah. your vapor barrier wants to be on the warm side, which is right. Not the inside. There's a lot of different techniques. Access to labor and skilled labor is also really difficult.
Yeah.
Especially where we are, it's a, you know, one of the least developed and least populated islands in the Bahamas. So finding a carpenter, I mean, everybody is a carpenter. Everybody right. is a plumber. Everyone's an electrician. But at the end of the day, you know, with the liability of having guests come in, sure. You want to make sure that,
yeah.
you know, the place isn't going to burn down. So that was a challenge. One of the great things we did, we brought our crews from Canada. We'd bring a few crews down to work with,
wow, cool.
you know, 2 guys and 10 local people on the island and train them to a point where we now have great local employees and local skilled guys doing our equipment maintenance.
Nice.
And property maintenance, but yeah, that's a challenge.
I'm sure your Canadian employees love that.
They didn't complain, that's for sure. And a lot of that production happened over the winter, so yeah, who complained was my office at home, so
I'm
you
sure.
stop stealing our guys.
Yeah, that's probably a big one. All right, we're here again with Brian Bomley. We're going to take a quick break here. We're at the Buffalo Home and Garden Show. We forgot to mention that, but if you guys want to stop out and see us or even come to the show is open today from 10 to 9, tomorrow from 10 to 6, and then next weekend as well. So feel free to stop out, say hi to us, Brian. If you have any questions for Brian or you have any questions for Phil or I, please give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, it's Bowerly with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. Hey, we've all been there. You flush and the water starts rising. The sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. It's a nightmare, and I hope none of you have to deal with it. But when you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He's been one for over 35 years, and Don is the plumber people trust. Just look at his customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know about Don. We should always be cautious with the people we let into our home, and don't fall for those reduced service call fees or the discount ploys used by some companies. For the plumber I've trusted for 20 years in my home and I've recommended to friends and family members, call Don at Plumbing Help Now. In fact, put his phone number in your phone under plumber right now, so you're always going to have it when you need it. 861-7337, 861-7337, or plumbinghelpnow.net. Plumbing Help Now, 861-7337.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasine from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Hey, it's Bowerly with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. Well, when you do, call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. 861-7337. 861-7337 or plumbinghelpnow.net.
It's going on now. Move metal in March at Meguiar. It's our biggest sale of the year. Don't wait to shop thousands of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at Meguiar. All heavily discounted with our upfront lowest price guaranteed. Plus, get special interest rates and no payments for 90 days from our good friends at CFCU Community Credit Union. Move metal in March means the deals are back on our massive selection across all 18 Meguiar locations. Remember, Meguiar will beat any advertised price in upstate New York, guaranteed. The time to buy is now. During Move Metal in March at Meguiar in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Meguiar, right by you. Or quick as a click at MeguiarCars.com.
All loans subject to approval. Promotion qualification and membership eligibility requirements apply. Interest accrual begins on date of contract. Call 800-428-8340 for details about credit costs and terms. Insured by NCUA. Offer expires 3/31/24.
Achieving a low-carbon future for New York State is not as simple as flipping a switch. Proposals in Albany seek to replace natural gas with an accelerated transition to electricity, likely meaning less reliable energy for Western New York weather events. Tell Governor Hochul to keep irresponsible legislation like the Affordable Gas Transition Act and the NY Heat Act out of the 2025 budget at betterplannobans.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Hour. Again, this is Phil Cortese joined at the actual not in studio. We're at the Buffalo Convention Center for the Home and Garden Show. And we are joined here with Brian Baumer from a million things, actually. But where we left off, we were talking kind of about logistics of the resort. But you said there was a handful of other shows that you mentioned before that you're also known about. And how you kind of got your start, we were talking about briefly in the break, too. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was about 20 years ago. I was minding my own business. You know, I had six employees. We were just doing the basement, bathroom, kitchen kind of thing. Owner-operator, small additions. I was sitting on the couch one night watching HGTV. And, you know, the host is talking about a subcontractor that came in to help him and how great he was. And there's his name and his website on the screen. I thought, this guy did a couple of days of free work and got $1 million worth of advertising. So I was on the casting call link, and I sent a quick email into a show that was, you know, asking, have you ruined your home? Do you need help to fix it? You know, send us an email, and we'll send our expert. And I just sent an email and said, hey, I'm Brian. I got six guys. We're great at what we do. We'll come down for 3 months, do all your work for free. All we want is the advertising in the show. You know, we want some background, grow the company. And that just spiraled out of control, and somehow ended up sitting in the network, and they said, how would you like to do a show? And that was Disaster DIY. I think we did 9 seasons of that.
Wow.
And it was literally knock on the door, meet the wife. She'd show me what the husband did wrong. And sometimes it was the husband showing me what the wife did wrong. And I would just have to take them by the ear, show them what they did wrong, make fun of them a little bit, and teach them how to fix it.
That sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun, I'll be honest. And from that, the concept for Leave It to Brian came out. I would walk into a home and somebody says, I really want a man cave in the basement. And I'd look around and say, well, your roof is leaking. You had single pane windows. You've got asbestos in the attic and no insulation. Like, there's other things we need to do here.
Yeah.
And I made it kind of a crack one day. I said, God, I wish I could just show up to somebody's home, take their keys, take their money, and throw them out. And then we started going from there and developed that idea. So that was Leave It to Brian. I would get a call. And
now, do you develop that concept on your own and then bring it to HGTV, or did they start filming that as you?
So in the early days, we would, Disaster DIY was a concept that was already existing. Leave It to Brian we created. House of Brian was kind of a time I said, look, I need to take a year off. I got to build my own house. I would get home. My wife would say, how embarrassing is this? Like, look around you. We're in a 1950s bungalow with the mold and the asbestos and the leaky windows and you name it. She said, you're the guy on TV fixing everyone else's house. So it came to a point where I said, I need to take a year off and build my own house and focus on my business. And the network was, we can't do that. I mean, we've advertising partner. So that's when things changed. And I said, okay, well, I want to own this. And right. and we did House of Brian. Then we did Brian Inc., which was about our business, building a few spec homes. And then we did, Handyman Challenge and Home to Win and The Island Show. You name it. It never
awesome.
Stopped.
And House of Brian was you building your own home. In Canada, or?
We did four seasons of that. We built our first home from a little bungalow with two little babies. The second was a lake house up on Georgian Bay, a cottage up there. And then the third, we did a country home that we took an existing home and added a really modern addition to the back of this old cedar A-frame. And it was kind of fun. And the kids were getting older, and there were all kinds of adventures.
Very cool.
Yeah. And from there, we headed to the island.
Yeah. The island idea is amazing. I love that whole. And you said we were talking on the break.
Hey, there's more for sale. I can send you a few links.
Yeah, take my number. I don't know if I have the budget, but maybe we can partner on it.
Yeah.
So you said you had a house first, yep. Right down there, and that's when you end up you were out on your boat and you end up finding the hotel. Yeah, that's really. And so did you build the house down there? Or did you purchase it?
So we had a big piece of property, a building lot in Isla Morada, and that's where we kept our big boat. So mm-hmm. we would live on the boat when we were down there, and that's kind of how we started poking into the Bahamas, and we planned to build a home there in Isla Morada, down in the Florida Keys, but that's when we bought the hotel. And we were actually going to film a show about building that house. So we had to explain to the network, we're not building the house. We bought a hotel. And they said, are you crazy? Are you nuts? And I said, yes, we are.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Very cool.
So you heard that from all of your relatives and everyone else, too. Are you nuts?
We heard everything. I mean, people said, what if you lose your money? What if they don't want you there? What if there's a hurricane? What if, something happens? What if the kids don't catch up in school? And, I said, the kids are still eating glue in school. They're going to catch up, And I said, the people do want us there. They want the economy built. And I said, we want to be there. And if there's a hurricane, we'll have insurance. Nobody suggested what happens if you spend $11 million on this project in 3 years of your life, and a week after your grand opening, there's a pandemic. And they shut down travel. So we had the most expensive, most incredible 7-month vacation on an island in the Caribbean with our
That's
kids.
Awesome.
I mean, that was the basement we were locked in, and it was terrible.
Gray skies and dead trees around here. It's not fun to be sticking around all winter.
And you just went outside just to get away from your kids' sounds.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the reasons we stayed. I mean, Sarah initially said, we got to go home. That's
my wife's
what's
name.
Happening. And I said, I'll help you pack and I'll drop you off at the airport, but we're not going anywhere. We were in a place where you can go fishing for half an hour and catch enough fish for the week. We have enough mangoes and papayas and coconuts on the property to survive. And not to mention, we just opened a hotel. So we had an industrial-sized fridge and freezer fully stocked with, Wagyu steaks and lobster tails. And the bar was stocked. And I said, all this liquor's going to go bad.
So you mentioned the budget. Is that something that is you're completely on your own with, or does HGTV supplement that?
Oh, I wish HGTV supplemented that. No, all of the things that we cover in the shows now, and we're at the point now where we kind of go in and say, here's what we're doing. We have a number of seasons on contract. We say, here's what we're doing, and here's the show you're going to get. And we have advertising partners now. So it's, you know, gone are the days of like, what do you think of this? And anything we do on our own house, everything is, that's us. That's on us. There's the production that we own, and we produce the show, and there's license fees for that. But all the projects in the show, there might be the odd advertising bit here and there. But it's not like it was on the old format shows with homeowners. We would have advertisers come in and say, we'll provide the flooring, we'll provide this. When it's our own properties, our partners aren't they're nowhere to be found.
All right, well, we enjoyed talking with you, Brian. It was very nice.
Thanks coming in. We really appreciate it. Very nice meeting you.
Very nice having you on.
Great to meet you as well. I'll be on stage here at the Buffalo Home Show at the Convention Center, 1 o'clock. So if people have questions, come down. I've got lots of answers. If I don't, I'll make something up.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be right in front of you there at the stage. So I'll call us in if you need us.
Well, it was very nice talking with you, and we'll catch up later on at 1 o'clock when you're on the stage. We're going to go to the news, and we'll be back right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Buffalo Sabres traded Kyle Okposo to the Florida Panthers for Kali Shaleen and a conditional seventh-round draft pick. Okposo's been the captain for the past two seasons. WGR's Paul Hamilton on Shaleen.
We'll see maybe if he might be coming back soon, but I think you're just talking about a guy that would maybe be helpful to the Rochester Americans to try to help them get into the Calder Cup playoffs.
The Sabres traded Eric Johnson to Philadelphia for a fourth-round pick and goalie Devin Cooley to San Jose for a 2025 seventh-round draft pick. The Variety Kids Telethon begins tonight. Telethon Chairman Paul Cambria says this is an event everyone takes part in.
When you watch the telethon, you'll see every aspect of the community, young and old, service people, police, fire. I mean, everybody is involved in the telethon, so it's a great Buffalo thing.
The telethon begins tonight on Channel 2 and continues tomorrow on Channel 67. The Broadway Market Sneak Peek Weekend is today and tomorrow. The Easter season is the busiest time of the year for the market. The market is open until 5 this afternoon and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. When it comes to easy, affordable building material solutions for the Western New York community, remember to... 400 series windows from Anderson are so energy efficient that they actually help keep your house cool in the summer and warm in the winter. For more info on 400 series windows from Anderson, visit LencoSupplies.net. Those in the know go
Lenco. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasine from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Buffalo weather at this time of year is questionable. One thing you can always count on, enjoying the warmth of a Lopi Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas fireplace. When you think of cool nights, think of Countryside Stove and Chimney. It's Keith from Countryside Stove. Forget about trips to the woodpile. Enjoy all the comfort and savings with a high efficiency, low operating cost natural gas fireplace. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. This year, enjoy the cold and comfort, convenience and warmth of your Countryside Stove and Chimney high efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for additional savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today, using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Cecile.
The Simon and Garfunkel Story, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino, April 17th to 21st. Sing along to hits of the world's most successful music duo of all time, like Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, The Sound of Silence, and many more. State-of-the-art video projection, incredible lighting, and a full live band. A show you don't want to miss. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, April 17th to 21st. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Dominic Cortez here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life, such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing cost of going to court or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about, but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense, but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stammlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. We are here at the Buffalo Home and Garden Show for a couple weeks. So we'll be here next weekend as well. If you do want to come out and check out the show, feel free to come out. The show is open today from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we have a whole nother weekend next weekend. Before the break, we were talking to Brian Bomley, who is a HGTV TV host, and he left us now. It was very nice speaking with him, but now we are graced with another guest of ours. It's Tyler Samer, one of our employees.
How you doing this morning, Nick?
How you doing, Tyler? Not quite as famous, but
equally
way
as good looking,
looking,
though.
So, like I said, before the break, we were talking about Brian. We're now going to just chat a little bit about what is going on here at the show. Tyler, why don't you tell us some of the things that you've seen here at the show?
It's been really pleasant this year to see that. You know, as compared to the last few years post-pandemic, the show looks fully built out, which is awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people are building some beautiful displays. Yesterday, even for a Friday evening with beautiful weather, the crowd was great. Talked to a lot of people yesterday. A lot of people interested in improving their homes.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed it as well. A lot of people have. We did have a couple years there where there was a bit of a lull in attendance from the vendor side, but this year it looks like everybody's back in full force. We are graced to have quite a few really really nice displays up on the main floor and in the lower floor as well. So anybody that wants to come out check it out, there's quite a bit to see here.
And why don't you tell our listeners here, Tyler, what they can expect to see at our display that you helped build from scratch?
Yeah, so we spent a nice week this previous week with Nick and Phil, all working side by side with some of our best employees, and put together a lovely kitchen with our custom cabinetry, our Bella Cucina cabinet line, quartz countertops, backsplash, flooring, luxury vinyl flooring, and then on the backside, we built our Better Living sunroom. It's a full four-season room, and we're actually running a show special. You can buy the actual display sunroom.
That is right. For $39,500, you can purchase the actual sunroom that we have on display at the show. That comes with the full four-season room, the flooring, the ceiling, the lighting, everything exactly how it sits. The only thing that you'll have to pay for is the deck for it to sit on. It is a huge, huge, huge discounted value. The only reason we're doing it is so that we don't have to store it for a whole year. So take advantage of the of that benefit. But like Tyler said, we do have quite a display to show you. We're more than happy for you guys to come down, mention the show. We also have a coupon that we have that we're handing out this year. We do every year. It's $500 just for seeing us at the show. If you'd like to set an appointment while you're here at the show, we actually double that coupon to $1,000 off. So feel free to stop by our booth, grab one of our, we call them Dom dollars, grab one of our Dom dollars and set up a appointment for us to come out. Our estimates are always free. And like we said, you'll get that $1,000 coupon if you do set that appointment.
And the beauty of setting that appointment is even if you have a rough idea of something that you want to do, you might have a whole house that you think you need to renovate. One of us will come out. We all have many years of experience. We can come out, take a look for you, kind of, you know, scale your project to, you know, the appropriate size and give you a full free estimate with floor plans and everything broken down so that you can make the most informed decision you can on your renovation project.
Yeah, one of the things we don't usually talk about on here, Tyler, is the service that we offer, which is pretty valuable in my opinion. We use a software called Chief Architect. Why don't you explain what we do and kind of our process for giving an estimate to a customer.
Yeah, so a lot of people have, you know, seen architectural plans before. We do kind of a dumbed down version without structure and foundation and things like that. So if we're going to a homeowner's home and they say, I want to make my kitchen bigger, I want to take down this wall, extend the kitchen into the dining room, redo the flooring, okay, that's a great idea. A lot of people have a tough time visualizing that. So I'm sure people have seen, you know, cabinet elevation drawings and everything, and you know that helps you get an idea of the scope of the cabinetry. But what's really helpful is when we can give you a full 3D rendering of the inside of the house. So we can tweak the colors, the finishes, the fixtures all to your liking so that you can really get a good idea of what you're going to get before you get it. And for people that, you know, Nick, Phil, and I, and we do this every day, so we can go into a space and visualize what it will look like once it's finished. Most people, they just don't have the experience in the field, so they don't get to have that type of vision. So we found that, you know, it's invaluable when we were able to produce that for people to really help them understand what they're getting, because obviously it's, you know, it's a large investment. It's your home. And, you know, we try to make that as simple as possible for you.
Right. So, this, like I said, the software that we use is a program called Chief Architect. And what it will do is actually take those ideas that you and we both have and put them right onto paper in a plan view. And then we can actually render it in 3D to show you exactly what the future space will look like. This is something that I use pretty heavily when I built my home because we were working back and forth with an architect. And while I can read plans, I know my wife can't. And so the architect would show us something and then my wife would say, okay, yeah, that looks good, I like it, and then I knew she didn't like it, right? So I would take that plan and I would render it in our Chief Architect program, and I'd show it in 3D and she'd say, oh my god, I hate that. So it's a very, very valuable service for you to be able to, which we provide free of charge in our estimate process. And it's a very valuable service for you to actually kind of walk through your future space so you know exactly what you're getting.
Not to switch lanes by any means, but I was here last year for the box building contest, and I know last night we ran a different contest here at the show, and I was wondering how that went and who actually won.
Well, Frankie almost
won.
There was a
contractor's son participating. Two sons, actually. Well, one lost interest a little way
he
through.
Did.
But they did put in a very good effort. And we had a couple lovely couples and a pair of sisters that were up there.
Why don't you tell them what we built?
Well, this year we went with birdhouses.
Yes.
Made it a little more complicated this year.
A Cortese
built
house.
We're getting a little too easy. Yeah. We wanted to give the people a real challenge.
Yep. We got to give a shout out to our longest tenured carpenter and one of the best carpenters that I know, William Shutt, who constructed all of these birdhouses from scratch. And everybody that went home with one should be super satisfied with the construction. Well, I don't know about the I don't know about the assembly, but the actual construction of the birdhouse. And if you'd like to participate, we'll be doing the same thing next week as well with the Shred and Reagan show on Friday at 6 o'clock. Feel free to come on down. There's four spots available to build a birdhouse, and you can get in on it and just
there's a lot of
beer.
There's a lot of heckling.
Yeah.
There's free drinks available.
Usually when I got a microphone, I got to be like super, you know, on the up and up, yes. Like on this show, but with Reagan, I felt like we could say whatever we wanted.
Nick really spread his wings. He went full host mode. He was giving the people quite a hard time. It was actually really great, and we met some wonderful couples. They came over and hung out at our booth after, and are actually going to two of their houses now.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to go take a quick break here. We'll talk more about the show when we get back here with Tyler. If you do have any questions, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and we'll be back right after this.
Buffalo weather at this time of year is questionable. One thing you can always count on, enjoying the warmth of a Lopi Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas fireplace. When you think of cool nights, think of Countryside Stove and Chimney. It's Keith from Countryside Stove. Forget about trips to the woodpile. Enjoy all the comfort and savings with a high efficiency, low operating cost natural gas fireplace. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. This year, enjoy the cold and comfort, convenience and warmth of your Countryside Stove and Chimney high efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for additional savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today, using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to WBEN.
Attention anyone who has allergies, asthma, or any respiratory ailment. Were you aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every day? These mostly invisible, microscopic irritants are feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces. All of these detestable, unhealthy allergens are most likely lurking in your home's heating and air conditioning duct system. If you haven't had indoor air professionals out in the last 3 years, you are breathing unhealthy air. It's that simple. An indoor air professionals wants you and your family breathing easier. Folks, I'm staring at a pile of testimonials that proves that indoor air professionals can really make a difference in your dust levels, allergy, asthma, your heating and air conditioning performance, better sleeping, and even finding money and other valuables like that and jewelry in your ducts. One customer wrote and said, I don't wake up in the middle of the night to take medication for my asthma anymore. Another said, I find dust less often, and the air I breathe feels lighter and cleaner. Indoor Air has been helping people across our entire listening area breathe easier for the past 31 years. What they have to offer can not only improve your health, but it can give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Great, Nick. Well said. And you know what? This time of year, it's the home show. It's people start to come out of the woodwork, no pun intended. And you did a great job of summarizing how ducts get dirty. But the one key I just want to emphasize is that most of the equipment for duct cleaning only cleans like 40 to 50% of the contamination out of there. These are the $10,000 to $20,000 roto brush and low volume air tools, while we have the mighty column duct cleaning system, an $80,000 system that gets 95% out. So, in fact, I think you were another testimony.
I know we've talked about it pretty often, but I do have to say, when you guys did clean our ducts at my old house, it was quite a difference, both from the amount of dusting you have to do, and from an allergy standpoint. I do have seasonal allergies, allergies to dust and all of that stuff. So your ability to breathe easier is actually a real thing. Your slogan is true.
Yeah. Well, and once again, as far as the other things that are, by the way, our booth is at number 642 on the second floor, and you can actually see what I'm about to tell you about the Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifier. Is just amazing. It's 40 times more efficient than HEPA-filtered air purifiers, and it just is a game changer for anyone with allergies, asthma, sinus, or worse, it can compromise the immune system.
All right, so what are the special Hammer Time discounts for today, Peter?
All right. right. Well, the home show, once it's special, is 20% off the all-inclusive duct cleaning, okay? And we also have still $350 off the Healthway portable that covers 1,200 square feet and $500 off the Healthway whole house unit that covers the whole house that's hooked up to your furnace. And lastly, we've got the high-capacity dehumidifier by April Air is $300 off.
All right. So Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier, but you have to call today, 683-3000, extension 303. That's right, 683-3000, extension 303, and speak to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals. You must call today in order to take advantage of these great savings.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, have a great show.
You too.
Attention all business rock stars. Are you tired of your advertising hitting snooze when it should be hitting the jackpot? Well, get ready to turn up the volume with Odyssey. Hey there, business mavens. If you want to go from meh to heck yeah with your advertising, Odyssey is your golden ticket. Picture this. You with a direct line to your dream customers thanks to the marketing team at Odyssey. Call Odyssey at 716-843-0600 today.
Odyssey team, help me out. I need to spice up my ads and reach the right crowd.
Boom. Say no more. Odyssey is not just a sidekick. We're your marketing superhero, here to save the day.
We've got the number one sports podcast content and exclusive partnerships with all the coolest online spaces. Your ads won't just be heard, they'll be high-fived. Don't let your advertising be a wallflower at the party. Join the Odyssey Fiesta, where success meets celebration. So what are you waiting for? Grab your cape and call your Odyssey rep at 716-843-0600 today. Odyssey, because your business deserves a standing ovation.
We literally changed people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile. And she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent, completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, that's, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The BuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good. Feel great.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Hour. This is Phil Cortez at the Buffalo Home Show with my brother Nick, and we are actually joined by Lisa Garden, and she is here to tell us a little bit about what to expect this weekend at the Home Show. Good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on today.
So Lisa Garden is the show manager. Correct?
I am. I'm
the show manager of the Buffalo Home Show. She's the big wig here. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the show and things that we can expect here this weekend?
Sure. Actually, today we're open from 10 to 9, and you got to come down, go upstairs, and see Brian Baumler on stage at 1 o'clock.
Perfect. So we talked to Brian earlier, and he's what is he going to be doing on the stage?
He's going to be talking about his Bahama sweepstakes and also Rock the Block.
Cool. I got to talk to him about buying a hotel together. Me and him are going to buy a hotel together. You talked about that.
I think you should.
So what else? What else is going on at the show this weekend? Anything exciting?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got 300 exhibitors here, including you guys. I mean, they got to go upstairs and see Cortez.
That's right. Yes. And we didn't mention this yet, but I believe our booth is 712, right? 712. But you can find us easier by looking up and seeing the big Cortez sign that is right above our booth. If you'd like to come out and see us, feel free to do so and talk to Phil and I today. We got a special surprise for you if you mention the radio show.
Well, after they do that, they need to keep walking down the aisle and go see interiors of Western New York and see those beautiful design rooms. And see the replica of the desk from the Oval Office.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a Kittinger furniture, right? Yeah, we saw that. I was walking with one of our guys the other day, and he said, oh, I want to sit in that. I said, it says right on there, don't sit on it. So don't sit on it.
You can even see the door there where JFK's son I hid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool. Any other exciting booths or things that are coming up for the show?
Well,
next weekend even?
Next weekend, we've got Virginia Chalme. She'll be speaking upstairs.
Okay.
But I think the beauty of this show, too, is you can shop for anything for your house right here.
Yep.
And walk in the door and see that spring has sprung as soon as you walk in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Does not feel like it. But the good thing about the weather being bad is it's good for you to come and enjoy the show and be inside. The heat is on for sure. It's not that cold out, but we're actually sitting in front of a door right now and it is freezing outside.
It's a little
right?
chilly. It's a little chilly.
But yeah, as Lisa mentioned, there is quite a few displays here. We were talking earlier when Tyler was on about how I don't know if you've seen this, but there's quite a bit more emphasis being put on everyone's booth this year. We saw that everybody stepped up their game a bit and is putting a little more effort in.
They did. There's a lot of really nice built displays this year, a lot of kitchens and outdoor. I mean, really, you can see what your house will look like.
Yeah. I would like to say we probably started that trend, but I don't know.
You did. You actually did.
Yeah, so we're very lucky to be able to have quite a nice display. We'd love for you all to come out and check it out. And like Lisa mentioned, there are quite a few other displays as well that you can kind of get an idea of exactly. They're not just tables and booths set up with cards. You know, there's quite a bit that you can walk through and get an idea for exactly what the companies do.
And you can go to your local Tops Markets and get $4 off your ticket.
Oh, nice.
Best
Very
way
nice.
To get your discount was, ticket and come to the door.
I was going to ask you that. So tickets go to Tops and get $4 off. How much are the tickets then after that?
If you buy tickets at the door, they're $12. Or you can buy them online and get $2 off. But again, Tops is your best bet.
Okay.
So Hero Day, we'll have it again next Friday. It's for veterans, active military, first responders, police, teachers, anybody that does amazing things in the community, show your ID, you get in for free.
Wow.
No.
We gotta go in the back doors.
I don't know if you can hear it. Go ahead, say that again. You can't. You don't have the microphone.
Oh, that's right. So we're out. We have to still enter through the back door, I guess, right?
Nah, I'll let you in.
For 30 years, I've been coming in the different entrance. I never come in the front door because our booth's right there. It's super easy for us.
You know the back entrance.
Yes, exactly. Well, we basically live here for the entire week. And
we're usually walking in with our hands full of something as well. So.
Right. And again, we live here for the whole week leading up to the show. So, you know, it's not just two weekends for us. It's three full weeks. But
it is
I love
a long
it.
Time.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's good. It's fun. We enjoy it. It's really nice for us to be able to display exactly what we do and our craftsmanship and have people enjoy it and see it and you know, it's the only place we can do that, right? I mean, we can have people out to our showroom, but people that aren't necessarily, you know where we are, where our showroom is, you know, it's nice for them to come down here and be able to see what we do.
And it's such a positive experience too to have, like, you know, the community comes through and, you know, you get to smile and it's not necessarily all talking about work. It's just, it's nice to see everyone and everyone kind of comes out as a rite of passage to see the home show because it does give you that sense of spring. So, you know, it is fun for us too. It doesn't really seem like work once we're here, but it is a rite of passage, but I think everyone kind of looks forward to it because the next thing around the corner is, you know, actually planting plants and doing these improvements around the house.
And Buffalo's like a big couch, right? We all know
right.
each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nice to see old people that maybe haven't seen in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, us being in the industry, we only really run into a lot of these people one time a year, right? We're you know, on the road doing our thing all the time. And, you know, you run into the same faces once a year for 2 weeks, right?
That's why we like having you guys here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. And thank you for joining us. You know, is there anything else you want to mention about the show or coming up this weekend or next weekend?
No, just come on down, get those tickets, and come and see us.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Lisa Garden, thank you for Thank you for coming. And, again, the hours for the show today are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. As Lisa mentioned, you can go to Tops and get tickets $4 off. You can go online, get $2 off, or at the door is $12. And, you know, like I said, feel free to come down and see us. You know, Phil and I will be here all day at our booth, so just go upstairs, either look for 712 or just look straight up and see the big Cortez sign. And if you happen to come in and mention that you listen to us on the radio, we have a special little surprise for you.
I don't even know what the surprise is, so I'm really anxious for someone to come up
Phil's
and say they heard us on the
Phil's got to go pick it up
on the radio.
He's going to pick it up after this. So, All right. Well, we appreciate everybody listening and taking the time to join us today at the Buffalo Home and Garden Show. We will be back next week as well.
I think that's our last week, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dom
comes back from a sabbatical after that. Yep. And my poor wife has been doing all kids' duties on her own with us doing the radio show the last few weeks. But he will be back, and I know he misses it because he asks us questions every time. How'd it go? What'd you talk about?
Nothing about work, just the radio show.
I think he misses the radio show, not us, work, nothing,
not
just the
all.
Radio show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no questions about work or his grandchildren, just the radio show.
We get the good luck this morning. That's it. We haven't heard from him about anything other than that. So.
So like we said, come visit us up at booth 712 up on the second floor of the home show and visit all the other awesome displays that are here. Phil, as Phil mentioned, we will be back next weekend, and then after that, Dom is back. So you don't have to hear our voices for hopefully quite some time. We are more than excited and happy to be able to do the show from here. And we'll see you again next week at same time, same place at the Buffalo Home Show. And like we, like my father always makes us mention, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.